Not much entertainment value. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. It appears there won't be Legends of Hollywood or Music Icon stamps from the U.S. this year. It's not the first time the long-running Hollywood series has skipped a year. The music series is only a few years old. Not adding to this series doesn't mean the series are over. The U.S. Postal Service isn't commenting at all on this, not even to confirm no stamps this year. There could be many reasons, not the least of which is rights to use the names and images. Yes, the U.S. Postal Service has to get permission to honor someone with a stamp. And having been burned several times recently on rights issues, on things as mundane as statues, it's no surprise the agency is extremely cautious. And celebrities are a rights issue minefield. Elizabeth Taylor has been rumored for the Hollywood series for a while, but she had 7 husbands and 4 children by 3 of those husbands. Singer James Brown has been mentioned for Music Icons, but his heirs couldn't even agree on where to bury him. Then there's Jimi Hendrix. The Postal Service got permission to put him on a stamp, but wasn't allowed to include him in its stamp yearbook that's supposed to have all of the year's stamps. And with all the tabloid news these days, what celebrities are squeaky clean enough to be on a postage stamp? We may know too much about their private lives. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.